40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Communities are reeling today after a deadly weekend of gun violence.
We had 15 teenagers that came through our emergency room, all of which had sustained gunshot wounds.
Heidi Smith works at a hospital in Dadeville, Alabama, where four people were killed and dozens were injured at a Sweet 16 party. Here's CBS's Christian Benavides.
Antoine Woody says he knows two of the victims, including his best friend.
We loved each other, and I just hate that it had to happen to him like that.
The mayor of the city northeast of Montgomery, with a population of about 3,200, says the tragedy came as a shock.
I go to the hospital and wasn't expecting what I saw. It was people everywhere running and yelling and crying.
Witnesses claim there was more than one shooter, but no arrests have been made. 16-year-old Ralph Jarl is fighting for his life in Kansas City, where he got shot for ringing the wrong doorbell. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Black lives are under attack. What do you do?
Stand up, fight back.
Protesters gathered and demonstrated on Sunday, including Jarl's father.
We want charges. If he goes free, the next black kid that's going to ring that doorbell could get shot again.
The shooter was in police custody but has since been released.
Hey, ho, assault weapons have to go. Hey.
And this is all happening as hundreds of students hit the ground in Washington, D.C. to demand a federal ban on assault weapons. There have been more than 160 mass shootings so far this year, many at schools. George Floyd's killer will stay behind bars.
Minnesota's Court of Appeals has upheld Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's second-degree murder conviction and the May 2020 death of George Floyd. Chauvin is serving a sentence of 22 and a half years. Among other things, his lawyers argued pretrial publicity prevented Chauvin from getting a fair trial.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula.
We're scrubbing our launch attempt for today, and we are expecting...
SpaceX scrubbed its first launch attempt of a giant 400-foot Starship rocket this morning in Texas. Apparently, there was a problem with its first stage booster. No people or satellites were on board for the attempt, but the company does plan to use Starship to eventually send astronauts and cargo to the moon and Mars. Well, tomorrow is tax day, and this year, IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says many Americans will see smaller refunds as COVID tax breaks start to expire.
As we are coming out of the pandemic, these COVID-related benefits are expiring, and taxpayers will see that in the outcome of their refunds.
Residents in seven states where disasters have recently hit have more time to file. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The wildfires in Wisconsin are out. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says crews put out the biggest of them, the Arcadia Fire, on Saturday. It burned more than 3,000 acres, closed roads, and forced people out of their homes for 3 days. No one was hurt. Now comes damage assessment. A Republican bill would stop communities in Wisconsin from using public money for local guaranteed income programs. They're different from other government subsidies since they're not restricted to things like rent or food. Right now, Madison is the only city in Wisconsin with a guaranteed income program. In sports, Giannis Antetokounmpo is day-to-day after he bruised his back in last night's playoff loss to Miami. The Brewers open a three-game series at Seattle tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows that Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lierley helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And incidentally, today, from 4 to 6, I'll be also the guest host for Devil's Advocate. Looking forward to that very much. Let's get right into it. History occurs every second, whether you're awake or asleep. You always remember the big stuff. You remember the moon landing, 9/11. Every second, even when you're asleep, history is being made. And we're going to take care of it right now, the most recent history. A shocking revelation came in over the weekend. Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court justice who is beleaguered. Remember, we talked about the fact that he had not disclosed real estate transactions where the crow, the billionaire, had bought his mom's house for her, paid an amount more than it was worth, and then just went ahead, repaired the roof, put in a new gate, put in new fence, or at least repaired the fence, bought some adjacent lots to make the area a little nicer. And his mom still lives there. That was, Clarence was a part owner of that house. That was a reportable thing. He didn't report it. But it came out over the weekend that over the last 20 years, Clarence Thomas has reported hundreds of thousands of dollars of income from an entity that ceased to exist in 2006. It ceased to exist in 2006. For the last 17 years, it hasn't existed. But he has reported getting hundreds of thousands of income from it. It's called Ginger Limited Partnerships. Went out of business in 2006. I have no idea who's putting money into this defunct organization. And he has been taking it. As a matter of fact, you know, he makes $285,000 a year as a Supreme Court justice. And in recent years, he's reported anywhere from 50 to 100,000 a year in this non-existent corporation. Now, there was a Ginger partnership that his wife was a member of back a long time ago. In 1990, it was listed as worth $15,000. $15,000 is what it was listed at. Apparently, it went out of business. And suddenly in 2006, a new entity called Ginger Holdings came into being. And his wife, Ginny Thomas, is not listed in the state documents as having any role in that, none whatsoever. Somebody just used the name and is apparently making sure that there's income going to Clarence Thomas. In 2021, on his disclosure documents, Thomas listed Ginger Holdings as worth anywhere between $250,000 and $500,000. Now, let me explain what that means. When you're in Congress or you're running for Congress or you're on the Supreme Court or you're a federal judge, you have to list your assets. But congressmen who pass these laws like their privacy. They don't like to be specific about what they have. So they did something very sneaky, and this has been going on for decades. You only have to put a range. So you can say, well, I own stock worth $100,000 or $250,000. I own stock worth $0 to $100,000. Well, okay, well, that's pretty big range. Pretty big range. If you own $500 worth of stock, I'm not too worried about it. If you own $95,000 worth of stock, then I'm going to want to pay a little more attention to any conflicts of interest or what you're doing with those companies. Here's what it, there's another box on Clarence Thomas's forms that he didn't check. And it says spouse's or wife's income. The idea being you don't want the wife getting money that's really being steered to the husband for doing nothing. For doing nothing. And here's what it is. He didn't check that box. There's a box for none. He checked that box. The wife's income, he checked that box. After some digging, it turns out that the press found out that from 2003 to 2007, Jenny Thomas, his wife, got $686,000 from the Heritage Foundation. Now, the Heritage Foundation is a right-wing foundation that's essentially major billionaires and donors, right-wing and the Republican Party, pour money into it. And they, quote, hired, end quote, Justice Thomas's wife for $686,000. And it's not clear what she did. But what is clear is that on the form that says spouse's income, he checked none. That is clear. From 2008 to 2009, she worked for Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College is a very, very conservative, you could say right-wing college. It sends out a lot of mailings. It's the object of donations from a lot of very wealthy right-wing Republicans, and she worked for them. Doesn't say at all what she did for them. So here is the latest developments with Clarence Thomas. For the last 20 years, he has been taking money out of saying it's from an entity that went out of existence in 2006. Now, remember the ranges thing. Remember, you don't have to be specific. So on his form, he said he got between $270,000 and $750,000. That's a lot of money from a company that hasn't existed for 17 years. We don't know who put the money into it. We don't know what he did for it. Presumably it was a passive investment, so he didn't have to do anything for it. But what is the basis of his ownership? What is the business of Ginger Holdings? Because the entity that he said, Ginger Limited Partnership, went out of business 17 years ago. There is a Ginger Holdings, but his wife is not a principal in it or have anything to do with it. So where are they making the money? Where's the money coming from? If somebody is simply putting money in who's extraordinarily wealthy, let's say a billionaire, and a couple of $100,000 is chump change to them. It's like $100 to you. That's a real problem. And he refuses to reveal the origin of it, and he refuses to discuss why he said he was getting money from an entity that his wife gave up 17 years ago. This is more than a problem. This is a real problem. And the real problem at the base of it is that the Supreme Court is beyond accountability according to the Supreme Court, not according to the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't give the Supreme Court any power to do what it's been doing for the last 100 years. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that they can overrule the executive, which is the president, overrule the Congress, and declare what the law is, simply because they say so. And if you ask them, what if you act unconstitutionally? All the time you're saying, oh, the president or the administration acted unconstitutionally, or the Congress acted unconstitutionally. Okay, who says you acted unconstitutionally? And they say, no one. And then they may say, well, the electorate. But the electorate can't do anything about you because you say you have a life term. Yes, we have a life term. Well, now, wait a minute. Where does it say you have a life term? In the Constitution. Well, no, it doesn't. The Constitution says you can serve during good behavior. And some of the founding fathers made it clear that they did it that way so it wouldn't be a life term. Why are we permitting a court to decide, according to its own whim and prejudices, what is constitutional or not beyond review? A lot more to talk about this, but we're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday. Wisco Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. I don't know how any of this is legal or ethical or anything, because it's the highest court in our land. And I don't know what can be done about this, but, and on top of that, his wife was involved in overthrowing the government. You just can't have government like this. It was bad enough with Trump, but this sheds a whole new light on things, and I don't have the words for it today, Matt. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, you know, you raise, and there's a the feeling that you just conveyed. You conveyed it very well in your tone and what you said. Is what do we do? And I don't want to be extreme here, but I'm going to just make a statement right now. You can't have any branch of government that's beyond accountability. The U.S. Supreme Court has no code of ethics. And they say they don't want to pass one because they don't have to. The Court of Appeals has a code of ethics. I clerked for the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals for a great judge, Thomas Fairchild, chief judge of the Court of Appeals in Chicago, just under the Supreme Court. Back in the 70s, he had a code of ethics. He was a straight arrow, very honest. Federal district judges have codes of ethics. The Congress has a code of ethics. Why doesn't the Supreme Court? Well, because we don't have to. Well, wait a minute. What if I say you have to? Well, screw you. Who are you? You're one guy. Okay, I'm one of 350 million guys who think you should have a code of ethics. And they say, well, the Supreme Court Chief Justice can't tell us to, and we're not going to do it. We're going to get to this more in the next segment. We're going to a break, but I'm going to tell you this. I think that they should have a code of ethics. I also think they should not serve for life. It says in the Constitution they serve during good behavior. Some of the founding fathers said that that gives some control. Congress should pass statutes that they serve for, say, 20 years, and out they go. And if they don't like it and say it's unconstitutional, just take, you move them anyway. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 28.
Tonight,
under mainly clear skies,
northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour.
Bright sunshine tomorrow.
Highs level off around 51.
Lows level off around 34.
Tomorrow night,
mainly cloudy skies.
55
Wednesday,
with a chance for scattered thunderstorms.
66
Thursday,
chance for storms continues.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Hey, Mac, Matt, the director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go back to that subject in the Supreme Court, and I want to emphasize a couple of things. I have a great respect for the federal judiciary. I did clerk for Tom Fairchild, chief judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago back in the 70s. He was a wonderful man, taught me a lot, was a mentor of mine. And it is essential that we have a federal judiciary that people trust, because that the federal judiciary, in some respect, has been the glue that's held our country together, except for during the Civil War, everything went to hell in a handbasket. But other than that, what happens is there are terrible disputes within society, and you want them to be resolved without violence. And the best way to do it is present them to honest judges. And you can sit back. It's like watching the Super Bowl, or it's watching the NBA championships or the World Series. You can root for a team, but you know the refs are honest and they're experts, and it is what it is. The problem is that right now there's a growing, nagging sense that they're not honest. And that is toxic. That has got to be corrected. One of the problems is, in an independent type of Senate, you could impeach someone and convict them and remove them, just like a president. It's the same thing, impeachment and conviction. But it takes 2/3 of the Senate, that's 67 votes. There is no way in the current partisan divisions that you're going to have 67 votes to remove Clarence Thomas. And Clarence Thomas continues to say, it's none of your business, even if I lie on my financial forms and just say that my wife doesn't get any money and she got $686,000 from a right-wing group. And it's none of your business if I put down that I got anywhere between $250,000 and $750,000 in income from a group, from a company that didn't exist after 2006. And I'm not going to tell you what I did for it. And they don't have to disclose who put money into them because they haven't existed in 17 years. That's what's going on. Okay. Now, the one thing you can do is you could present this to a grand jury, because that, if somebody is pumping money into this guy and then you have grand jury subpoenas, that is bribery. It's not very complicated. That's bribery. I mean, theoretically, the fact that you don't disclose a real estate transaction where a big donor not only gives you free vacations, this is the same guy for 20 years to Indonesia, you know, millions of dollars in free vacations, and the transportation part of it was reportable and was not reported. But the real estate transaction is cut and dried. You have to report it if you're even a part owner. Now, does... in the present climate, do Joe Biden and Merrick Garland have the guts to bring Clarence Thomas in front of a grand jury? Should that be done? Well, let me tell you something. It's not just Clarence Thomas. It's not just Clarence Thomas. This Alito, Justice Alito, very right wing. A lot of people think he's the one that leaked the Dobbs opinion. Remember, the draft was leaked because he wanted to box Kavanaugh into a corner. Kavanaugh was apparently going to switch over and vote with Roberts, which would be not to overturn Roe v. Wade and just limit it to the Mississippi statute. Why do I say that? Because he leaked back. Remember the opinion back about 9 years ago? There was an opinion about a right-wing group, and he leaked it at dinner. This time, he wasn't put under oath. Everybody goes, oh, well, all the clerks and everybody were put under oath. The clerks were, court personnel were, but the justices were not. And they should have been. I think Alito leaked it, and he was not put under oath. He was not put under oath. Remember, there's no constitutional basis for the Supreme Court overturning anything that the Congress or the executive does. But they do it all the time and say it's because it's unconstitutional. But we say to them, well, isn't it unconstitutional for you to lie on your financial reports? Isn't it unconstitutional for you to leak drafts of opinions to try to box in another justice? Now, remember, in Morby Harper, they're about to decide. And right now, there's some indication that they may duck because they're chicken. But they are theoretically are about to decide the independent legislature theory. The independent legislature theory would say, and it has no basis at all in the law, that the state legislatures can trump the electorate and do whatever they want. They don't even have to hold presidential elections. Or if they do, they can be beauty contests. There won't be any more fake electors, because the legislature will say what the electors are. This goes back, there's an analogy here, to elections to the U.S. Senate. I don't know if you know this, but in the Constitution itself, it says that senators, U.S. senators are picked by the legislatures, not the voters. And it says that the presidential electors are picked by the legislatures, not the voters. People got so outraged at that, that by the end of the 19th century, the senators were so corrupt and dumb and inefficient, there was a big outcry and a constitutional amendment was passed, the 17th Amendment in 1913, that said there'll be direct election of senators. And it overturned the constitutional provision that they be selected by the legislature. But they should have and didn't pass a constitutional amendment to say that presidents should be directly elected, in other words, the electors, because they didn't think they had to, because everybody was holding elections. Now you have a crooked bunch of people on the right who are going to rely on that constitutional provision. And unlike 1913, which takes three quarters of the states to approve a constitutional change, you don't have that kind of level of support now. And that's what's at stake in this corrupt Supreme Court. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break, and I'm going to continue with this topic a little bit.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Still no arrest for a mass shooting in Dadeville, Alabama that killed four people and landed dozens more in the hospital. Heidi Smith works at Lake Martin.
Of those 15, we were able to treat six patients successfully, treat them here and discharge them.
16-year-old Ralph Yarl is still in the hospital after getting shot for knocking on the wrong door in Kansas City. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Yarl was supposed to pick up his younger brothers from a friend's house on 115th Terrace. Instead, he went to 115th Street, where he rang the bell, and that's when police say a man opened fire.
Manhattan's DA is calling the House Judiciary Committee's hearing on crime today in New York a political stunt. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler.
The police department's own data show that since D.A. Bragg took office, shootings in Manhattan have declined by 20%. Homicides have declined by 16%.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Newly elected Republican Representative Derek Van Orden says a compromise on Wisconsin's abortion ban is needed to fend off, quote, radical, unquote, Democrats. WSAU reporting Van Orden calling for carve-outs in state law for rape and incest and discussions on allowing abortions up to 15 weeks. Reproductive rights were a major issue in this month's Wisconsin Supreme Court election, with liberals flipping the court for the first time in 15 years. Justice-elect Janet Protasiewicz handily defeating Dan Kelly by 11 points. More than 3,000 people attended services at the Cameron School Auditorium over the weekend, honoring officers Emily Breidenbach and Hunter Scheel. Dozens of law enforcement agencies represented, showing support for those grieving the death of these officers who were killed in the line of duty in rural Wisconsin earlier this month. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Has your affordable care plan gotten too expensive? Then Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team will help save you money on insurance with a plan you can change at any time to fit your budget for individual, family, or small business. Getting started with a quote is fast, easy, and takes less than 5 minutes. Call Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team, 779-302-8363. 779-302-8363. Call today.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about the Supreme Court some more. What you have is a rogue institution, one of whose members is financially corrupt, Clarence Thomas, and the others who just, without consequence, abuse their position, tell the Congress and the president they're acting unconstitutionally, and refuse any accountability for themselves. Where this is really going to hurt, to pinch, is when they evaluate the case of Moore v. Harper, and even if they punt and kick it off till the next time, the independent legislature theory, you must pay attention to this. Up until 1913, U.S. senators in this country were just selected by the legislatures. You had no input at all. If that still were the case, probably Voss and LeMahieu or Fitzgerald or one of these clowns would be in the U.S. Senate. There's nothing you could do about it. and they would gerrymander themselves in the legislature. Starting with Fighting Bob La Follette, the progressive movement in the late 19th century, people increasingly said, our legislators are crooked. They're taking bribes. They're dumb. They're hurting us. They're an illegitimate representative of our views. And this built up enough steam that there was a hue and a cry. And then there was the passage of the 17th Amendment. In 1913, took three quarters of the states, like any amendment, and it said there'll be direct election of senators. But there's another legislative selection phrase in the Constitution that no one thought to even have to do anything about. And that is, when it comes to selecting the U.S. president, it's these gerrymandered legislatures that just get to pick the electors. Wisconsin gets 10 electors. You get one for each congressional seat, House of Representatives seat, and one for each Senate seat. So we have 8 congressmen and we have 2 senators. You get 10. And Voss and LeMahieu would decide who they are. And they would be the fake electors who met in the Capitol and falsely told the Senate that they were the real electors under the constitutional provision. But that's not what Wisconsin law says. Wisconsin law says that there's a presidential election, and that determines who the electors are. And that's true of every other state in the country. These clowns, the clown Thomas, the clown Alito, the clown Gorsuch in particular, and frankly, I don't know about Roberts, I don't know what he'll do, or Kavanaugh, or Comey Barrett, may just say, oh, the Constitution says it. But what's going to happen is, of the 50 states, only about 6 or 7 of them will make this an issue. New York will have an election because whether the legislature picked the electors or whether the electorate did, it'll be the same. Alabama will be fine, because they'll say, well, it doesn't matter if we select them, our gerrymandered legislature, the electors, were Republican. But what about Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, and a couple of other swing states? There, the gerrymandered legislature will swing in. Now, fortunately, Michigan has gone to fair maps, but some of them haven't gone to fair maps like ours, and they will pick electors were contrary to what the election said. So then they will just get rid of the election. And they'll say there's nothing you can do about it because this crooked Supreme Court is beyond accountability. That's what's going on in our country today. That's what's going on in our country today. I'm going to give you the constitutional or the intellectual reason for opposing that, but the method of how you oppose it is up to you. Abraham Lincoln was faced with a far more difficult problem. Because when he said, we're going to get rid of slavery and the Union will stay together, somebody said, hey, have you read the Constitution, Lincoln? You grew up in a log cabin in Kentucky. You had to teach yourself to read. You have no education. Read it. The slavery is built into the Constitution. Slaves do not get to vote, and they're not going to be counted as full citizens right there. And of the original colonies, they all came into it as a contract, and you can just end the contract and go out. You know what Lincoln did? He was not an intellectual. He was not a constitutional scholar, but he was a very smart guy. And he said, have you read the Declaration of Independence? And they said, what do you mean? He said, well, the Declaration of Independence says all men are created equal. That's what I'm going to follow. And they said, well, that's ridiculous. What's your basis for saying it? And he said, 1 million Union soldiers with bayonets and cannons. And that's what happened in 1861 to 1865. And he paid for it with his life. It's come to the point now where a free citizenry has got to say, the 17th Amendment took care of this crooked selection of senators. But we want our elections for president to continue, and crooked, gerrymandered Republican legislatures cannot supplant that. And a crooked Supreme Court cannot supplant that. But when I say this, always keep one thing in mind. And that is the federal judiciary has to be restored to its dignity. It has to be restored to its trust. We must have a federal court that can be the umpires, the arbiters, the referees for the Super Bowls, the NBA championships, for the World Series, the equivalent in our disputes in the civil society to avoid violence. And that is the very narrow path we are walking right now. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you are a Democrat, and I don't care if you're independent. Make it clear to everybody in our state legislature and everybody in our federal delegation that we will not stand to have our right to vote taken away from us for president. It's as simple as that, and we will not stand to have crooked people on the Supreme Court. And the Constitution clearly says during good behavior, the Congress should pass a statute that says they're limited to 20 years. That's plenty. Clarence Thomas has already been on for 30 years, and he's young. He'll have another 20 years to go to take money from non-existent corporations and do their bidding. People say, oh, you can't trace it to any business that he benefited with it. You can trace it to every decision he's made for 30 years that goes right along with all the right-wing nuts who go on vacation with him every year. That's what you can get. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the good behavior thing. That's how judges are supposed to serve. If they've been found not exhibiting good behavior, they need to be removed. I mean, that it's even back to the ancient times, they realized the judges had to be, you know, above you know, not to be able to be bribed. And they executed corrupt judges in ancient societies. So that's how it goes. And these Republicans in the state need to realize, and currently it's Republican, and realize Democrats in the past have been as corrupt, decades and decades ago. But I mean, these guys need to be aware that it's not going to be, the citizens are not going to tolerate that, them just saying, we're not going to pay attention to you, who you decided you wanted to be president. I mean, that unfortunately, is it going to turn violent as it has in other countries? Which I hope I don't see. I mean,
I don't want that to happen, Mark. But the reason that I'm putting this, hold on for a second. The reason that I'm putting this out is for a very good reason, and that is this: we want to avoid violence. We absolutely want to avoid violence, but we cannot permit them to take away our right to vote for president. In Algeria, they voted to get rid of their right to vote. In Morocco, or Tunisia, I should say, they've done the same thing. We should not permit that to happen in this country. The one thing you take for granted, you can vote for president, you're not going to be able to as a result of this. Joe Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Joe?
Absolutely fantastic information. It's like going to college class to hear you describe this. I really appreciate your efforts to explain how this corruption on the part of Judge Thomas, which is pretty clear, how that plays into the whole rise of the Progressive Party in the state of Wisconsin, battling against corruption at that time, and the result was the 17th Amendment. And what we have here is just, it stinks. It absolutely stinks, and we don't deserve this. We don't have to deserve and put up with someone who can't explain where the money comes from. I think the way that you stated it, Matt, where you said the questions that need to be asked are, who is putting the money into this corporation? How does he get money out of this? What does this corporation do? Where's the money coming from? This, and as you said, this is more than a, quote, a problem. This is a corruption level that we cannot have in any elected or any official in our government. And I think that your questions of if this looks like bribery, as it seems to, call a grand jury. Why can't you call a grand jury, even though he's a Supreme Court justice? Who cares? If he broke the law, he broke the law. And it doesn't matter if it's the president or a Supreme Court justice. That's the point, is that every one of us can be under the scope of, did you break the law? Did you engage in corruption? One of the other things I'd like to ask, besides the grand jury point, is where the heck is Roberts? This is his Supreme Court. I mean, it looks terrible. Is he happy with this? Is he? How does he preside over a court where, you know, the corruption is oozing out of the edges of the doors? This is ridiculous. I can't thank you enough for bringing this subject up. I hope you return to it in the next 2 hours where you're subbing for Prudy and Dom, because this is something that everybody in the state has to understand. And your willingness to show the ties between this corrupt kind of corrupt behavior and how, what it resulted with the Progressive Party. And now what are we going to do? We see this corruption. Now what are we going to do in terms of responding to it, particularly because we face this question, as you so eloquently put it, of here's a corrupt Supreme Court justice that may be ruling on whether we actually get individual citizens control of our election. Thank you so much for bringing it up, Matt. And I just, I'm very interested to hear you talk more about what would be required to get a grand jury to look at this. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Joe. That was a very, very fine, very, very meaningful call. I appreciate it. I will talk about that right now in response to your question. And then right after the break, I have another point about the federal judiciary that I think is important to understand. But you don't want to lightly call grand juries just for the heck of it. But on the other hand, you can't have a Supreme Court justice who's reporting up to $750,000 of income from a company that went out of business 17 years ago. You just can't have it. And the problem is $750,000 is a lot of money to me. It's a lot of money to you. There are people in this country with tens of billions of dollars. Believe it or not, that's not a lot of money. And if they can have a justice who is going to go down the line on every cultural, social issue that means something to them, that is, it's cheap. It's very cheap. In fact, the sad thing about his mother's house is how pathetically small the amount of money it was, and the vacations, that he is suddenly their guy on cultural issues, social issues. And I'm not just talking about abortion, and I'm not just talking about anything in particular, but if you look at his record for the last 30 years, now what do? Merrick Garland can convene a grand jury. He's attorney general. By the way, Roberts, he is chief justice, but the Supreme Court has take the position that he can't do anything to discipline any of them. His only, and this is only by agreement of the Supreme Court, the chief justice, if there's a decision and he's in the majority, 5-4, 6-3, he gets to pick who writes the decision. If he's in the minority, he doesn't even get to do that. What he gets to do is sit there and look pompous is what he looks like. Garland could do it, but Garland has been very reticent to go against Trump for anything. He's been very reticent to say anything, do much, thinking that he is going to convene a grand jury. He doesn't have to indict Thomas. All he has to do is convene the grand jury with subpoena power to say, who's behind this company? Where's the money coming from? What did they do? What did you do to earn it? Thanks for calling, Joe. We're getting going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Every family has one. The Smother.
Holy why!
Hi, Erica!
This is my daughter. I baked her in my tummy.
The Goldbergs every weeknight.
Weeknights at 5 and 5:30 on My24.
With a house full of women, it's every man for himself.
What is it about hanging bras in the bathroom like Christmas ornaments? If I don't hang my underwear in the bathroom, that would be terrifying.
Tim Allen is the last man standing.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on My24.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 28. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. Lows dip down to about 35 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday. Low 50s Wednesday, mid 60s by Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And I'll say once again, I'm looking forward after this segment, I am going to guest host Devil's Advocate for Diamond Crute. They have off today. And for the next 2 hours beyond that, from 4 to 6, I will be on the air as in the Devil's Advocate show. Looking forward to that a lot. Okay. We've talked about Clarence Thomas. We've talked about this problem with the federal judiciary. They think they're beyond accountability. They're relying on things that are not in the Constitution. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that they can hold anybody, any other branch of government, as unconstitutional in their sole discretion, and they have no accountability at all themselves. And there's nothing in the Constitution that says they serve for life. They serve during good behavior. And some of the founding fathers made it clear that they looked on that as different from life. And in this particular point, I would say if I were the Congress, except you don't have people like McCarthy in the crowd, you don't have them on board, just say 20 years. Any new justice serves for 20 years, that's it. And they'll say that's unconstitutional, and you say drop dead. We're the Congress. You do what we say. That's the way it should be done. Okay, the lines are alive. We're going to go to the lines before we get back to the topic. Take you in order. Do not hang up. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling us from my day, Jean.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for the great show. I'm looking forward to hearing more from you for the next 2 hours. This is wonderful, and everybody that's called, outstanding. And you know what? We're a little looking at Idiocracy here. You know, the big lie, the fraud of abuse, the abuse of McCarthy's Congress, you know, and using the federal government to interfere, you know, with the state's business with Trump. And, you know, I always looked at Trump as the bad seed. But I don't think this is it at all, because this is a really well-coordinated effort to hurt our democracy significantly in all the different states by the big money elite who's concocting how this is going to be run. And the Federal Society, I never knew a lot about them, but learning more about them, this is sick. And you know what? You hit the nail on the head, is that they're using the courts to destroy democracy. And right. Boy, I'm anxious to hear of your ideas, what we can do about it. Thank you so much, Matt, and keep up the great work.
Jean, thank you very much for that call. Really appreciate it. Jack and Merrimack, my friend. Thanks so much for my day, Jack.
Well, arguably, I would say there are at least two Supreme Court justices who were unlawfully put in those positions. The first one, I would say, would be the guy that was put in instead of Merrick Garland. If McConnell hadn't violated his constitutional duty of advice and consent, and he put Garland up, and they'd been voted out by Congress, that would have been, or by the Senate, that would have been one thing. But he didn't just totally ignore Garland's appointment. And the second one, I would say, is Coney Barrett. And she has very clearly said that the purpose of a legal career is to put your government into the hands of the kingdom of God. That's not a direct quote, but that's the essence of what she said. She clearly intends to violate the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. Both of those two, I would argue, are unlawful justices. They should never be in the Supreme Court. I don't know what we can do about it. Lifetime appointments are a terrible thing.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And I think you've really hit the nail on the head in a couple of respects I want to pick up on. Number one, Mitch McConnell just pocket vetoed Merrick Garland. He just wouldn't even meet with him. He wouldn't even talk about him. And they held on. And then when it opened up, they just grabbed that appointment. So it should be 5-4 right now instead of 6-3. And the five, you know, Roberts occasionally does the right thing, very rarely, but occasionally. And the longer term question is this. The longer term question is, what do we do going forward? If they rule that the legislatures can take away your right to vote for president, as was the case with Senate up till the 17th Amendment, at long last, something's got to be done. That's happened twice before in our history. Once in 1776, when the Minutemen at Lexington and Concord said enough. We have judges and legislators in England telling us we've got to put up British soldiers at our expense in our homes and that we have to pay taxes on tea and stamps. The hell with them. No taxation without representation. And they resort to arms. I don't want that to happen. In 1861, something very, very similar happened during the Civil War. They fired on Fort Sumter and they said Lincoln was ignoring the Constitution. He's our greatest president. He really was. Something has to be done right now by the populace, all of you, to let everybody know they will not take away your right to vote for president. It's very important. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. We have a couple of minutes. Jake, what's in your mind?
Time for President Biden to become one of our greatest presidents and stop enforcing the orders of a criminal Supreme Court. With people like Brett Kavanaugh and Clarence Thomas on the court, they can't for 1 minute pretend to be supporting the Constitution or the law of the United States. Now, I know there isn't much chance of us getting an impeachment trial with Clarence Thomas while the Republicans are in charge of the House, but Democrats should definitely be pushing for the impeachment of Thomas and put the Republicans, you know, let them put their political careers on the line right before the next election in support of corruption, because the public is sick of the Republican Party and its constant, continual political corruption.
Yeah, good. Very good point. Very, very good point. And the thing is, when we did have control, a lot of this stuff on Thomas hadn't come out. But he's been in 30 years. And for much of that, he never asked a question. He just seethed and he voted right wing on every cultural and social issue. He didn't give it any thought at all. That is what he was going to do. And now we know why. Something has got to be done. If the Republican Party isn't going to do it, I mean, a constitutional amendment is what it took to have direct election of senators. I am very concerned that they will vote to say that the swing state gerrymandered Republican legislatures will pick the electors. They will then end up picking not only the legislatures, but the presidents for the rest of the century. That is something that approaches 1776 material. That approaches 1861 material. You have got to contact all your legislatures, letters to the editor, and everything else. We will not let these clowns take away our right to vote for president. That we will not tolerate. At long last, that we will not tolerate. We're coming to the end of this segment, great segment. I am going to be guest host, Devil's Advocate, coming up right away after the break for the following 2 hours. So stand by. Matt Flynn Direct is signing off for now. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow, but I'm going to be back in about 7 minutes as Devil's Advocate.
Has your affordable care plan gotten too expensive? Then Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team will help save you money on insurance with a plan you can change at any time to fit your budget for individual, family, or small business. Getting started with a quote is fast, easy, and takes less than 5 minutes. Call Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team
779-302-8363. 779-302-8363. Call today.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.